Let each team inflate the footballs to their quarterback's heart's content. As long as both teams can do it, neither has an advantage over the other. So where's the cheating?
Okay. Well, Tom, thanks very much.
You're welcome.
That's NPR sports correspondent Tom Goldman. You're listening to Morning Edition from NPR News.
Good Tuesday morning, everyone. This is Dave Dickey with the opening commodity market report. A much-anticipated Senate vote on fast-track trade authority is scheduled for today. Supporters of President Barack Obama's trade agenda need 60 votes in the 100-member Senate to start a full-blown debate on the legislation. Bird flu has been found in a backyard poultry flock in northeastern Indiana. The H5N8 virus is different from the H5N2 virus that has led to the loss of more than 30 million chickens, turkeys, and other birds since March in 13 states, including Minnesota and Wisconsin. The board said it was checking with nearby poultry owners in Indiana to see if the disease has spread. Yesterday afternoon, after the closing bell, NAS released its latest crop progress report for the week ending May the 10th. The numbers look like this. Corn planted 75% versus 55% last week, and the five-year rolling average of 57%. Corn emerged 29% versus 9% last week, and the five-year rolling average of 24%. Soybeans planted 31% versus 13% last week, and the five-year rolling average of 20%. And Brazil's crop agency today raised its estimate for the 2014-15 soybean crop. CONAB now says that Brazilian farmers will produce 95.07 million metric tons of soybeans. That's a small increase from the April forecast of 94.28 million tons. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is trading at 17,934. It's down 107 points. The NASDAQ, 4390, down 41. The S&P 500 is 2,085, and it is down 12 points. Joining us now on the telephone to talk about the markets, well, not the markets, but the agricultural weather. We'll get to the markets in just a minute with Pete Manhart, but talk about the agricultural weather is World Weather Incorporated meteorologist Drew Lerner. Good morning, Drew.
Good morning, Dave. I can talk about whatever you want to talk about.
Well, I'm sure you can.
All right. Looks like the weather out there is pretty good this morning in the southern parts of the region, but it's rather brisk in the northwest. It's cloudy. We have winds sustained at 20 miles per hour in Iowa and Wisconsin, Minnesota, and the temperatures are only in the upper 30s and 40s. Pretty chilly up that way. We do need to see it warm up a little bit better. Most of the lower parts of the Midwest are in the 50s at this hour. We do have some partial cloudiness around. It gets more cloudy the further north you go, so the Ohio River Basin area is getting to be mostly sunny, and we will see that expand a little bit as we go forward through the next 2 days. We are expecting the best field working conditions to occur today and tomorrow across many areas in the Midwest, although tomorrow evening, we'll start seeing some thunderstorms in the western Corn Belt, starting in Kansas and working its way northward into North Dakota and parts of Minnesota. A lot of the precipitation that's going to occur late tomorrow, more likely on Thursday, will be focused west of the Mississippi River, so we should be able to get one more day of relatively good conditions to occur across the eastern Corn Belt. After that, though, conditions will deteriorate somewhat with periodic showers and thunderstorms likely all the way through the weekend and into next week. There will be only short periods of breaks in the precipitation. The greatest amounts of rain will be in the western Corn Belt. I imagine parts of Missouri and Kansas, and from there down into the southern plains, will once again be subjected to some locally heavy rainfall and probably a little bit of flooding. But in the Corn Belt proper, we're not expecting to see a lot of excessive amounts of moisture. there will be some beneficial rain in parts of the Dakotas and Minnesota once again. We'll see it occurring in small waves initially, but the bigger storm system will occur this weekend and continuing into maybe Monday of next week. The end result there is going to be a further bolstering of soil moisture in areas that were way too dry earlier this spring. The temperature outlook for most of the Midwest will continue to be improving after we get done with some chilly conditions across the region here yet today. The Great Lakes region and the upper Midwest will see highs mostly in the 50s with a couple of upper 40s. May see a little frost tonight in parts of Wisconsin and portions of Minnesota, but that should stay mostly outside of key crop areas. The lower Midwest will see highs today in the 60s to around 70 degrees. As we get into the day tomorrow, we'll start to warm things up a little bit, but we will do that rather slowly. Most of the temperatures tomorrow and Thursday will probably reach into the 60s and lower 70s in quite a few areas. After that, though, we'll see temperatures near to above average, working their way into the 70s and 80s as we go on out through the balance of the work week and into the weekend and maybe even early next week. So evaporation rates will be higher at that point in time. We'll see some better stimulus for crops to develop in. And, of course, planting will have to play a little bit of dodgeball around the showers and thunderstorms that are expected. We will see a little window of opportunity for field work to return to portions of the Midwest during the middle and latter parts of next week. The indications right now suggest that the western Corn Belt will start to be drier probably on Tuesday and Wednesday of next week and continuing to Thursday. And in the eastern belt, we'll probably see Wednesday through Friday, maybe even into the following Saturday, as being the next bigger opportunity for field progress to occur without the hindrance of precipitation. The eastern and southeastern parts of the U.S. will see the warmest and driest bias over this next 10-day period. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.
Support for this agricultural weather forecast on WILL comes from the Friends of WILL and from Busey. Whether it's quickly approaching or many years away, Busey Wealth Management provides retirement solutions tailored to one's specific needs. Busey, your dream, our promise.
Let's see how futures are trading. Hard red winter July wheat, 508 and three quarters, unchanged. Soft May, 478 and three quarters, up 2.5. The July, it's up three quarters, now 1 at 482. May corn, 355.5, down 2.75. July, 359, down 1.5. December, 374, down 1.5. May beans, 985.5, up 2.5. July, 976.5, up 2.5. November, 951 and three quarters, up 2.25. May soybean meal, 311.90, down 20. May soybean oil, 33.20, up 16. June live cattle, 150.62.5, up 37.5. May feeders are 217.35, they're up 57.5. And May lean hogs are 80.85, and they're up 15 cents. Joining us on the phone to talk about the markets is Pete Manhart of Bates Commodities, and he is in Normal, Illinois. Good morning, Pete.
Good morning, Dave.
Do you think that today's WASDE report will have anything in it, something in it, that might either push us up or push us down out of the current range that we've been in for, like, since the beginning of the year?
Well, we have all kind of estimates of what it's going to be, so it's got to be really a low estimate or a really high estimate for it to shock us. So I don't expect a big shock, but I do expect it. It's a big report for the year to set the tone for a while until bad weather or good weather takes over. So I do expect it to turn us one way or the other. I don't expect it to shock us, and you never know when they do shock you with a really high or a really low number.
Do you think 1.7 to 1.8 million bushels ending stocks for 15 is about a reasonable number at this point?
Yeah, I think you might even go to 1.6 to 1.9. I think if it goes over 2, it'll shock us. If it goes under 1.6, it'll shock us. On beans, there's all kind of numbers thrown out there. I think if it's above 500, it'll shock us. If it's below 300, it'll shock us. I think that 350 to 4 is what they're looking for in the old crop and new crop. I think they're looking for 4 to 450.
In corn, it wouldn't take a whole lot at this point to shove futures down to those October lows.
No, it wouldn't. We're fairly close to them. We're not that far away from them at all.
What do you make of the wheat market? Is it beginning to find a bottom or no?
Well, excuse me. How tight is the wheat market here in the U.S.? What's the crop size going to be? And that's the unknown. The world has plenty, but we here have worries about how big or small the wheat crop will be. They just did Kansas. Before they went out and looked at it, they thought we'd have 300 million. They came in below that.
Yeah.
And so I think that's the big thing on wheat. It's unknown what it's going to be. Sure, rains have helped some, but was it too late to help that much more or not?
Thank you much, Pete. Appreciate it.
Have a great one.
That's Pete Manhart of Bates Commodities, and he is in Normal, Illinois. Quick look at the Champaign-Urbana forecast. Today, mostly sunny and cooler. High of 62. Tonight, mostly clear. Low of 42. Wednesday, sunny. High of 68. Wednesday night, mostly clear. Low of 48. And then Thursday, some rain in the forecast. Partly sunny with 30% chance of showers and thunderstorms in the afternoon. And a high of 72 degrees.
Support for this agricultural weather forecast on WILL comes from the Friends of WILL. Thank you. And from Busey, with more than 145 years of strength and service in our communities. Busey, your dream, our promise.
May corn trading 355 and a half, down 2 3/4. The December is trading 374 and 3/4, down 3/4. May beans 985 and a half, up 2 1/2. And November is 954 and a quarter, up 4 3/4. You're listening to Illinois Public Media, WILL 580 AM and 90.9 FM HD3 Urbana. It is now 9:01 Central Time.